spaceship hit a rock. We crashed down on the nearest planet and waited for a tow truck. It would only take 3,000 years, so we thought we'd look around and learn about this planet from the creatures that we found. And when they speak, they always sing. So we learn from all the animals how to be an Earthling.
Learning how to be an Earthling.
How to be an Earthling.
Learning how to be an Earthling.
How to be an Earthling.
Learning how to be an Earthling.
How to be an Earthling.
Learning how to be an Earthling.
How to be an Earthling. Yeah.
Tired. Oh, I need to get some of that caffeinated bean juice in me, stat. Flip. Flip!
Yes, Mosey?
Flip, have you moved the recaffeinator?
As a matter of fact, I did, Mosey.
And where did you move it to? This alien needs his caffeinated bean juice.
It's over in the other corner, Mosey, next to the hot water dispenser.
Now, why would you go and do a silly thing like that, Flip? It's on the complete other side of the kitchen!
Well, Mosey, as you know, today's travel pod is all about the places that Earthlings live. And it got me thinking about our home away from home, the spaceship, and how we could make it more efficient.
Uh-huh. That's great, Flip, but, where are the caffeinated beans located again?
They would be... Oh.
Yeah. On the other side of the kitchen.
Not very efficient.
Nope.
This may take a little more recalibrating, Mosey.
Beam it to all.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you could explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous!
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa! Look at the size of that thing! You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
All 42 corners of the multiverse, it's a special travelogue edition of... Flip and Mosey's Guide.
Intergalactic travelers, and welcome to another travel pod of Flip
and Mosey's
Guide to how to be an Earthling.
This planet is full of incredible critters, and that includes our two-legged field reporter friends.
Correct, Mosey. Some of the smaller human Earthlings have been transmitting field reports to us at 1-833-4-FLIP-MO.
We'll hear from some of them a little later on.
On this week's Travel Pod, we are talking all about the places that animals call home.
Now, unlike Flippians and Mosites that sleep in giant sleep pods, Earthlings have a variety of different places they like to call home.
That is correct, Mosey. From dens to burrows to nests in the trees, there are a wide range of homes to explore on Earth.
And on today's episode, we'll be ranking them all to decide once and for all which Earthling's home is best.
What? No, we're not.
We're not?
No, Mosey. We can't compare one animal dwelling to another. That would be unfair.
Unfair how?
Well, Mosey, each animal's dwelling is specifically designed for where they live.
Right.
It's like that old Earthling saying, to compare the two would be like comparing apples to oranges.
I never understood that saying, Flip. Why can't you compare fruit?
What I am saying, Mosey, is that these homes are all built specifically for the animal that lives in it and the environment in which it is located. No one dwelling is better than another.
Hold up, Flip. So you're telling me that you'd be just as happy in the dung beetle's home, a literal pile of poop, than, say, a beautiful, cushy orangutan nest?
Well,
I think we should put that to the test.
Now, Mosey, let's not jump to conclusions here. Why don't you tell our audience about our next segment?
Fine. Last week, Flip and I headed down to Earth to find out all about one very specific Earthling and their very special home.
We bring you that hard-hitting report now. Roll the tape, Mosey.
You got it, Flip.
Mosey, you have to put it in the other way.
Oh, yeah, right.
That hard-hitting report now.
Hello there, travelers, and welcome to Earth.
Today, we're in a special part of the planet called Canada to meet an Earthling that's built their entire 10-foot-tall and 1,500-foot-long home out of locally sourced timber.
It may just look like a giant pile of logs, but this bundle of twigs is actually home to an Earthling known as a beaver.
That's right, Mosey. This structure is called a dam.
It's massive. It must be more than 1,000 feet long.
That is correct, Mosey, and almost 9 feet high. In fact, you can even see some of these beaver dams from space.
Yeah, I remember. That's how we found it in the first place.
This massive dam actually has a very complicated structure, and some of the inside is hollow, allowing the beavers to get in and out of the structure to protect themselves from predators.
Let's take a look inside there now. Wow, Flip! This interior structuring is tight.
That's right, Mosey. The tree branches and mud that are used to keep this hollow interior are very tightly packed.
That's not what I meant by tight, Flip. I meant tight like cool. Tight like... Wait, Flip. Did you hear that?
Hear what, Mosey?
That! We should get out of here.
Why?
I didn't exactly get permission to shoot our travel pod in here.
You mean we're breaking and entering?
No, just entering. But we should... Okay, now we're breaking.
Mosey!
Run!
This episode of Flip and Mosey's Travel Guide is brought to you by Shells.
Shells.
That's right. The best home is one that you can take with you. We've got hundreds of 5-star reviews from Earthlings all over the planet. From snails to turtles to oysters, they couldn't be happier with their lifelong mobile homes. So if you too would like to join the thousands of species that already enjoy year-round protection from predators, the weather, and people asking you what time it is, then call up 1-800-SHELLS today.
Shells.
Not a real phone number. Please consult your doctor before deciding whether a shell is the right mobile home for you.
Incoming! Incoming! We are receiving transmissions from human Earthling field reporters!
Hi, Flip and Mugsy. My name is Sam. I live in Columbia, Maryland. I am 7 years old, and I have a dog named Cosmo. He is a standard golden doodle, which is a dog that is a golden retriever and a poodle mixed together. He is 1 year old, but he is taller than me and heavier than I am. I love your show. Bye.
Wow!
Great story. That reminds me of this one time on Gublar 7. Oh, well, I'll tell you about it later.
Hi, my name is Maisie. I'm from Tulsa, Oklahoma, and my field report is that my dog, Cardi, likes stealing stuff. Bye.
Ooh!
Wow.
Oh!
Some excellent field reporting!
Hoo-hoo-hoo!
Hello, this is Star Greens Pharmacy calling for Flip. We wanted to let you know the ointment you ordered for that rash is coming. You can pick it up at your local branch at Alpha Centauri at your own...
Wrong number, obviously.
But they said your name.
must be a different flip. What are the chances?
Hi, Flip and Mosey. My name is Sylvia. I'm 7 years old and I live in Long Island. Today, I would like to tell you about a very smart earthling species. This earthling species is a human. A human is one of the smartest species on Earth. Can walk, talk, even do cartwheels. I hope you accept my offer. Bye!
Oh, that is fascinating. Write that down, Flip.
Already on it.
Earthlings are so cool. If you have encountered any amazing Earthlings in your travels, we want to know.
You can use your cellular communication device to call 1-833-4-FLIPMO. That's 1-833-4 FLIPMO. And share your field report with us.
Now we have another message coming in from another galaxy.
Flip and Mosey will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Back to Earth.
Hello, and welcome back to this week's Travel Pod, a Flippin' Mosey's guide to how to be an Earthling.
On this week's Travel Pod, we are looking at all the places that Earthlings call home.
That's right, Flip. And in this segment of the Travel Pod, I have devised a brand new game for you to play.
Really?
Really! It's called... Drum roll, please.
Stand by.
Rate My Dwelling!
Mosey! You can't rate dwellings. As I was saying before, each one
has its own specific purposes and function depending on yada, yada, yada. Yeah, I get it, Flip, but hear me out. Behind that curtain are three Earthling homes. All you have to do is tell me what you think and give it a rating out of 10.
And on what criteria am I rating these homes, Mosey?
On the criteria of whether you want to call it your own home, a place you want to live. What do you say?
Okay, Mosey. On those set criteria, I believe I can play along with your game.
Excellent! Cue the music! Okay, let's wheel in our first Earthling home. Ta-da! What do you think, Flip? Tell the audience at home what you're looking at.
It appears to be some sort of large nest. Most avian creatures on Earth use nests as their homes, though this one is awfully big. Is this the nest of a large bird of prey, such as an eagle or a falcon?
Not even close, Flip. What you're looking at is the comfy little nest of a Sumatran orangutan.
The orangutan? Oh, right. You did mention that that ape species sleeps in nests.
Yep, a new one each night. It's the perfect place for sleeping, raising young, and general all-around chilling.
Well, Mosey, in that case, I rate this orangutan nest 8 out of 10 points.
A solid score for our first home. Let's bring out dwelling number 2. All right, Flip. What do you think of dwelling number 2?
Mosey, I'm not entirely sure what it is I am looking at. It appears to be a collection of dirt squashed between two pieces of plastic.
You might have to look a little closer on this one, Flip.
All right, let me just... Oh, I see. In the dirt, there appears to be a collection of tunnels running from the surface down into the dirt.
That's right, Flip.
Mosey, is this an ant farm?
You got it, Flip. What you're looking at there is a section of what Earthlings call an ant nest. These Earthling homes can stretch as deep as 25 feet underground and can house thousands of ants.
Wow!
So, Flip, what's your rating?
Well, it seems a little small for me, and I do not enjoy being in small spaces, so I would have to say 3 out of 10.
Oof, a tough blow for dwelling number 2. Will dwelling number 3 be able to clinch it? Only one way to find out. Now for the last home, Flip, I need you to put this on.
What is this, Mosey?
What does it look like, Flip? It's an eyes mask. I want this next one to be a surprise. Now put it on.
If you say so, Mosey.
I do say so, Flip. Now, while you get that eyes mask on, I'm going to get the last home. Are you ready, Flip?
Hold on, Mosey. Oh, any eyes to cover? Yeah. Okay, ready.
All right, here it comes. And this, Flip, is dwelling number 3.
Mosey, why does your voice sound strange? Are you wearing some kind of respiration device?
Maybe.
And what is that smell? Is that...
Don't take off your mask! Don't take off your mask!
Mosey, is that what I think it is?
Well, Flip, that really depends on what you think it is.
Is that... dung?
No, of course not. It's dwelling number 3.
And what exactly is dwelling 3?
A big old pile of poop.
Ew.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't. You said dung.
They're the same thing, Mosey.
Oh, yeah. We already talked about that at the start of the show, didn't we?
Why do you have to have a big pile of dung in the studio, Mosey?
Well, Flip, this isn't just any dung. This pile of poop is home to the dung beetle.
The dung beetle?
That's right, Flip. Dung beetles are found all over the world and use the droppings of other animals to extract nutrients and to stay warm.
I think I'm going to regurgitate my undigested food products.
Huh?
I'm gonna barf!
Not before you give me a rating, Flip!
0 out of 10, Mosey! 0 out of 10!
Oof, that's bad news for dwelling number 3. You hate to see it. Well, it looks like when it comes to Earthlings' homes, a nice cozy orangutan nest is the way to go. We'll be right back after this short break. Feeling better, Flip?
Much better now that you've aired out this studio, Mosey.
Don't mention it.
With that out of the way, let's wrap up with some travel tips for all our aspiring Earthlings out there.
Travel tip number 1. Earthlings call all kinds of places home.
That's right. And these homes are specifically designed for the animals that occupy them and the environment in which they are built.
Number 2, some of these homes are incredibly large and complex, like a beaver's dam.
And you should definitely ask permission before entering anyone's home if you want to take a look around inside.
Number last, some dwellings might seem gross to us. Need a bucket?
I'm okay.
Some dwellings might seem gross to us, but are the perfect place for some Earthlings, offering them nutrients, warmth, and protection from the elements.
Correct, Mosey. Every home is designed for the Earthling that lives there.
Exactly. Well, that's it for this week.
We hope you have enjoyed this week's Travel Pod.
We'll see you next time on
Flippin' Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling.
Now, Flip, I have 2 candles here to try and drive out the last of the poopy smell in here. Now, which one would you prefer? A wet dog or garlic and onion?
Oh, no. Where did I put that bucket?
We also have sour milk, baby diaper, 3-week-old takeout.
Hey, Prime members! You can listen to Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling early and ad-free on Amazon. Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Well, thank you, Earthlings, for joining us for this guide to how to be an Earthling.
We hope we helped you discover something new about your incredible home planet.
And if there's one thing we've discovered, is that your planet is big. You got land, sky, and ocean. Sure, that is way too much for any two intergalactic travel guides to cover on our own.
So that is where you come in.
We need your help. We can't do this on our own. I need me time.
What Mosey is trying to say is that we need your contributions to our Earth Guide. If you happen to notice or learn something interesting or unusual about an Earthling species on your planet, please share it with us.
You can call us on the Selly Telly Ring-a-Ding-Dingy at 1-833-4-FLIPMO. That's 1-833-4-FLIPMO. Write that down.
Your field reports may be used on an upcoming Earthlings travel pod.
That's 1-833-4-FLIPMO. Just like our names!
Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling is a Tinkercast original production. And all of the original songs you heard in this episode were written and arranged by Jason Rabinowitz and the Pop-Ups.
How to Be an Earthling is written by Kenny Curtis and Thomas Van Kalken. Written by... what does that mean?
That means they put the words in our mouths, Mosey.
Oh, okay.
Our masterminds of original sound design are Jason Rabinowitz, Ed Rosenberg III, with help from our senior production director, Jed Anderson.
Our show is edited by Jacob Stein, with additional production assistance from Henry Moskal.
Our executive producers are Guy Raz, Mindy Thomas, and Meredith Halpern-Ranzer.
A tip of the tentacles to the rest of the Earthling team, including Jessica Pody, Natasha Crandall, Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Leifer, and Joaquin Friedman.
And special thanks to the actors you heard in this episode, including...
Jason Rabinowitz.
And our Earthling alter egos, Courtney Shaw.
And David Ryan Smith. I ate him, and his voice comes through me.
Grown-up Earthlings, you can follow us online at EarthlingPod.
Our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
And finally, thanks to you for listening. Without you and your planet, we'd probably be in some remote galaxy screaming into the void of a black hole.
But now we're screaming in your ears. Ha! And might I say, those are very oddly shaped appendages.
Mosey!
Until next time!
Flip and Mosey's Guide to How to Be an Earthling was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.